Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. Thank you for being here. This is Dr. Vinod Johnson, and we want to thank God for all of you on the Blog Talk Radio. This is a program, a radio talk time that is designed to give God a thousand thank yous. Yeah, collectively, we give God over 2 billion praises. But individually, we urge people, if they would, help us to thank him a thousand times. Yeah, it's so wonderful. God reminded me a few months ago, maybe weeks ago, that it's kind of like they used to do in the old church. Somebody would get around one person and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And someone else would get on the other side and start saying, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And they would keep that going. And before they knew it, the person's mind, who started out saying thank you, thank you, thank you, started out in the carnal, you know, what people going to think about me saying thank you, thank you. How's my hair look? How are my shoes? Are they still shine? Or what about my suit I got on? Am I going to mess it up? How's my hair? All that kind of stuff. But they move from saying thank you, thank you, thank you. They move from the natural to the spiritual. Yeah, they move from the natural. And before they know it, that thank you, thank you, thank you, they get serious with it. And when they get serious with it, then they move from that natural to the spiritual. And before they know it, God saves them or God heals them because their mind is no longer on the natural, but their mind is on the spiritual. Then God showed me that that thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. See, somebody wrote the song, "The Presence of the Lord is Here." I've been feeling in the atmosphere. The atmosphere changes when you begin to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But I want to tell you something. Don't let the enemy deceive you. And what are you talking about, Dr. Johnson? I'm saying you don't need to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, without qualifying who you're thanking. See, the enemy will still try to get the glory if you don't identify that you're thanking the Lord. You need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. See, I recognized it last night. The enemy tries to steal the power from anything you do. I said the enemy tries to steal the power. That's why the big boys in music recognize the gospel music. I'm getting somebody who's got problems on your line. Yeah. Check your line. Anybody, if you would, mute your line for a moment. We'll have to try to find that. Many years ago, the people who made country western music popular, they try to figure out what is the next type of music we're going to use to try to make money. And they figured out the number one music they wanted to use now is gospel music. Gospel music. And they've gone to artists and they, in a sense, they have offered them money, I mean millions of dollars, to sell out Jesus. And all they say to them, if they tell them straight on, you got to take the name of Jesus out of music, they know they probably won't do it. So the enemy tries to strategize and says to them, you know, we want to make you a star, but we need for you to sing music down the middle of the road. See, the enemy doesn't want people to hear what I'm saying. It must be hitting hard, and it must be important if the enemy is trying so hard to keep people from hearing what I'm saying. And what the enemy will do is go to these gospel music artists, and he will say to them, oh, thank you, Lord. He will say to them, listen, if you sing music down the middle of the road, we'll let you make a lot of money. And actually what they're saying is just simply take the name of Jesus out of your music. Why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. See, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. Not at your name, not at my name, but at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. So what am I saying all this for? I'm trying to tell you that even on the prayer line, on the block line here, we're thanking God 1,000 times. But don't take the name of Jesus out of what we're doing. Every now and then after you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you who? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Put his name in there. Because thank you, thank you, thank you doesn't have the power without Jesus in there. And then another thing, I'm going to tell you something. When I first got this vision, the Lord gave it to me. I started not only saying thank you, thank you. I said started out that way. But after a while, God gave me maturity in my thank yous. He said start saying, giving reasons why you're thanking. In other words, give it some foundation. Okay, you can do that also. Not only me, but you can be saying, Lord, I thank you for saving me. See, that's the foundation right there. Lord Jesus, I thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost. That's foundation. Lord, I thank you for saving my family. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for delivering my son out of prison. See, that's foundation. You're giving reasons why you're thanking him. And when you give that foundation, and along with calling the name of Jesus, let me tell you something, it becomes powerful then. If you remember, I was a little bitty baby boy, but I remember in the old church that those saints gave reasons why they were thanking. Lord, thank you. Thank you for saving the Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you because I'm alive. I just remember how they did it. It was just powerful. Amen. And everybody wasn't thanking him, trying to thank him like somebody else. They were just thanking him on their own way. And then it was a cloud burst. It was a cloud burst. The Holy Ghost fell into place because they had their own way of thanking him. And it was so effective. It was so glorious. It was so spectacular. And so I want to just call you all into that tonight. That we would thank him and put his name in there. At least every now and then put his name in there. Because that's where the power is. And then secondly, give reasons why you're thanking Jesus. Lord, I'm thanking you because you've been so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of sin and shame. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for your resurrection power. Thank you. You see, all these are reasons, and I'm putting the name of Jesus in there, and there's the power right there. So let's remember that. And I'm giving this to you all tonight, but I want to stay on the wall here. I believe God put me on the wall there, right there for a reason. Amen, that we might have miracles like we've never seen in 2015. How do you get them? Through the name of Jesus? And through, you might say, reminding the Lord of why you're thanking him. Thanking him because he saved you. Thank him because he delivered your son. Thank him because he delivered your daughter. Thank him because he healed your body. All these things. All right, let's pray right now. And would you make your request known even while I'm praying tonight? I do want some of you all, if you would remember my mother, she's not out of the woods yet. Now she's coughing a lot. And you can imagine a 95-year-old woman coughing. I mean, deep, deep coughing. That's not good for her. Amen. It's not good for you. Not good for me. Amen. It's certainly not good for her at 95 years old. And you can know anytime you cough a whole lot, then it's going to take strength out of your body. You know, so we want to pray for her. Amen. And thank God for healing her tonight. Heavenly Father, amen. We thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for the resurrection power of Jesus that brings deliverance in our hearts, souls, and minds. Forgive us for every sin we committed, every sin of omission, things we don't even remember that we omitted, can't remember we didn't do them. Forgive us, Lord. Put it afresh on our minds that we might do the things that you called us to do. And forgive us for the things of commission, the things we've done that we don't even remember sometimes. You need to remind us that we haven't been forgiven for those things. Lord, forgive us. We want to be righteous in the eyesight. And we want to be, Lord, what you want us to be. Bless us, Lord. Bless us on this line. God, so many people need miracles. And God, miracles like we've never seen in 2015. But God, help the people to make the right choices. Right choices. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, as we enter into our thank you tonight, our souls say yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. You've been so good. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Oh, deliver, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Take the pain. Take the pain. Oh, take the pain.
Yes.
Lord. Take the pain. Oh, take the pain. Take the pain. So say yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And say yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, say yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, say yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes,
you will.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes Thank you. God bless.